This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author Margaret Rankel was born in Andalusia, Alabama, but grew up in Birmingham. Her father was in real estate development, mostly building apartment complexes. So she and her family would move from site to site wherever her father's company was building, often in wooded areas or large fields before they were cleared for construction. Rankel describes her childhood as a time when parents expected children to show up for meals and didn't bother too much about where they spent the rest of their time. She now realizes that one of the great gifts of a free-range childhood was the opportunity to indulge in her own curiosity. Rankel graduated from Auburn University with a degree in English in 1984 and earned a master's at the University of South Carolina. After graduate school, she taught high school, but in her 10th year of teaching, she found herself on bed rest while pregnant with her second child. And since she couldn't teach, she had to find a way to make some money. So she thought maybe freelance writing could work. When she submitted an essay to Glamour magazine and they published it, she knew she was on her way. A few years later, and by then living in Nashville, Tennessee, Rankel became the founding editor of Chapter 16, the daily literary publication of Humanities Tennessee. But after her mother came to live with her in her final years, and then her husband's parents, she found herself struggling to deal with grief and caregiving. Miraculously, the New York Times, a publication she had failed to sell freelance essays to after several tries, came calling. The newspaper was starting a new series titled The End, about end-of-life issues. The first essay Rankel submitted was accepted, and she was on her way again. After about 6 months, the Times hired her to write a regular monthly column, which soon turned into a weekly. In the meantime, Rankel continued to write essays about her family, but she also started writing a little nature blog. She was writing the family essays in response to the grief of losing her mother, and she was writing the nature essays in response to her grief over what was happening to the world in regards to climate change. In an interview, Rankel said, "The more I wrote, the closer the two threads came together, and the more clearly I saw them as connected. The nature essays are family essays." And so, in 2019, Rankel compiled her essays into a book titled Late Migrations, A Natural History of Love and Loss, which became a finalist for the Southern Book Prize. Here is a description of Late Migrations by Margaret Rankel. In brief essays, she traces a tender and honest portrait of her complicated parents, her exuberant creative mother, her steady, supportive father, and of the bittersweet moments that accompany a child's transition to caregiver. And here, braided into the overall narrative, Rankel offers observations on the world surrounding her suburban Nashville home. Ringing with rapture and heartache, these essays convey the dignity of bluebirds and rat snakes, monarch butterflies and native bees. As these two threads haunt and harmonize with each other, Rankel suggests that there is an astonishment to be found in common things, in what seems ordinary, in what we all share. For in both worlds, the natural one and our own, the shadow side of love is always loss, and grief is only love's own twin.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.